freaks, it's July 1st, 2009. Coming up on the program today, why nail clippers are not for circumcision. Plus, piss soap lady panties and stuffing meat in your crotch. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. Thank you so much for checking out the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. I mentioned on Monday's show that I was going to get my eye exam done. It's a very exciting time for me. So I did that yesterday, right? The results, not so good. Things aren't looking up for my vision. I have the vision of an elderly person, basically. You see what God's doing to me? I've got dry skin. I can start to see wrinkles forming. My hair's turning gray. I can't see. I'm turning into a near-dead. I'm too young for this. This is Benjamin Button shit. Curse you, God. No, actually, things are bad with my eyes. But it could be a lot worse. So what we found out is that I am extremely nearsighted in my left eye. As a matter of fact, you know when they show you that chart, like the letters or whatever? I couldn't read anything. Not even the first line with that giant fucking E. Like, no, I can't. And then she goes, well, try reading the bottom line, as if something that is 10 times smaller than the giant letter was going to come into focus for me or something. I'm like, are you kidding me? I see squiggles. So that's my left eye. And then my right eye is slightly farsighted, I guess. So, gotta get that taken care of. Actually, you know, when they're trying to figure out the prescription that you need by doing that, you know, you have your head up against that thing with the different lenses coming down. One or two? What looks clearer? One or two? Two. Okay, now, one or two. 10 minutes later, it's the same thing. One or two? One or... I feel like I was giving her the wrong answers. Maybe she knows something about my eyes that I don't know. I can't believe he chose one. What an idiot! Who the hell would choose one over two? It's obviously two! I couldn't tell the difference. They were getting so, like, the difference was just not there for me. I'm like, I can barely see out of my left eye as it is. I can make out shapes. So, you know, the fact that I could make out letters, blurry or not, was, you know, I was ecstatic. So after that got all taken care of, the end result was when I get my glasses, and I did order a pair from them, I'll be able to, with my glasses, I will have 20/20 vision. So they were able to, you know, I'm able to actually see, like, perfectly out of my left eye. Although everything is really tiny. I don't know why. I guess it's just something the way the glasses are. So out of my right eye, things are going to be big. And out of my left eye, things are going to be little. I'm hoping my eyes will adjust to that. She actually said contacts would probably help me adjust everything better, so I'm going to go back for a fitting for those, too. But anyways, the reason why I mention this, not to bore you with my stupid eye story, a couple people told me about websites where you can order very inexpensive prescription glasses. Zenni Optical, I think, was one of them. And then the other one that I'm kind of interested in is, what was it, Optical? OpticalForLess.com. Optical, the number 4, less.com. And they've got tons of different glasses, right? And you can actually upload a photo of yourself and try on the glasses virtually. Now, if you've been following me on Twitter, last night I posted a picture of my face and I asked you guys for some help. You can grab my picture, upload it onto the site, and, you know, try on different glasses. Ones that you think might be good for me. And then you can save the image and send it to me. I would love to hear your suggestions because, again, I'm bad at picking out these things. And I have, like, a normal pair that I'm ordering through my eye doctor or whatever, just, like, a standard pair. But, you know, I thought I'd get some fun glasses for when I do videos and stuff. Not, like, crazy, like, rhinestone glasses or something. But I just want some, you know, variety in my glasses. I mean, if I'm only going to be paying $20 or $30 for these glasses, I can get a couple more. Because, I mean, if you know me, I'm very clumsy. I'm going to lose a pair or crush them under my massive ass. So if you want to help me out, just go to my Twitter account and, you know, 3 or 4 posts down, you'll see I uploaded a twit pic, and you can go to opticalforless.com and try on some glasses for me. I'd appreciate that. Moving on now, I've got some great Craigslist ads. This is from a website called What the Fuck Craigslist or something like that. These are all real postings, and they're all from insane or sad people. So here we go. Here's a couple. The first one is titled Easy Food Fetish Fun. This is for ladies. No sex involved, and it only takes about 1 minute. Just come by, let me pour some dressing, blue cheese, ranch, or barbecue on your bottom. I'm hungry for salad this weekend. I have $100 to $150 depending on the picks. I'm also very laid back and nice. Looking to do this on Saturday or Sunday. Now, he should have been a little more specific. Like, is he going to, like, set a bowl of salad on the floor, have you hover your ass over the bowl, and then he's going to, like, drizzle the dressing down your ass crack so it drips into a salad? Or is salad, like, I'm hungry for salad, code for I want to eat your asshole with dressing? I really think a lot of women who are down for having dressing dribble down their ass into a bowl of salad aren't necessarily going to be into having their butthole eaten out with ranch dressing. That's a little more hardcore. All right, here's another one. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Goddamn Red Bull. All right, here's another one. I don't know how I feel when even the poster of the Craigslist ad understands how incredibly weird their requests are. I don't know if that's less or more creepy. Anyways, I know this is the weirdest Craigslist ad ever. I am due in June. I've read a lot about how great for your health it is to eat your placenta. After all, most mammals, even vegetarians, do this. We've featured placenta eaters on the program. Remember the audio of the British woman cooking up the fucking purple placenta? So gross. All right, so back to this ad here. I've read a lot about how great it is for your health to eat your placenta. After all, most mammals, even vegetarians, do it. Unfortunately, I don't have a strong enough stomach to just eat it, so it was recommended to me that I dry it out in a food dehydrator, placenta jerky, put it in a coffee grinder, and put it in capsules to take daily. That's a whole lot of work just to get your placenta down. Again, I don't have the stomach and may not have the energy after birth to do this. Here's the thing. I would say most women nowadays don't eat their placenta and they're just fine. If you can't stomach it, don't fucking dehydrate it, grind it, and put it into pills. Stupid. All right, what I need is someone who is reliable, someone who has given birth or watched a birth, knows what a placenta looks slash smells like, who is 100% comfortable handling something like this. I have read that it can take up to 10 hours of work. Please email me why you would be willing to do this. That's the real question here. Why would you be willing to do this and how much you would charge? Please, no stupid emails. I'm guessing she got a few stupid emails. Couple more here. It looks like this one was written by someone who is very wealthy. Lil Wayne wanted in the DC area. My son is turning 16 and really wanted Lil Wayne to perform for his birthday gala. Unfortunately, his schedule will not permit him to make it. I need a Lil Wayne impersonator desperately. Here is the kicker. My son is blind, so you don't need to look like the rapper, just sound like him. I understand he grunts and mumbles a lot. I don't care if you are 67 and Jewish. If you can sing the songs, you're hired. Money is not an issue. Name your price. Interested individuals, please let me know your rap experience. Plus video of you performing as Lil Wayne. That would be better. If that is not feasible, we can arrange for a live audition. Serious inquiries only. This is very important to my family. Young money, baby. And finally, what Craigslist discussion would be complete without a gay posting? The headline reads, $500. Could you live with a gay hooker in tight quarters? Well, unique roomie sought, short slash medium term. I'm searching for the most unique person to share the most unique living situation on a short-term basis, including utilities. All right, the room is available June 1st. You must smoke or be extremely okay with a smoker. Be a night owl, or be totally cool and be able to function with one in the household. Be very sexually enlightened and okay with my frequent sexing, or sexual yourself in similar ways. You must also be okay with tight quarters involved and sometimes discombobulated living rooms. What? and then be okay with a cool kitty in the mix. I am a 47-year-old single gay guy. I sex a lot, and I escort often. I smoke cigs and love it. This is a smoker environment. I drink copious amounts of beer, but I'm hardly ever inebriated. It's the German blood. I'm an occasional dabbler in 420, will indulge in other things. I avoid meth heads like the plague. Although he does say, he says, I'm an occasional dabbler in 420, comma, moon. I don't know what that means. I wish I was down with the tweaker lingo, but alas, I am not. Now, finally, before we get into the news today, I've got some porn audio for you. In this clip, a black guy is pounding a white broad in her coont. He comes inside of her, and in the background, you just see this ugly middle-aged white guy watching the whole thing, like licking his lips. And after the black guy gets done unloading his, you know, jizz inside of her, the creepy guy gets up, walks around, and places his mouth right under her pussy, and she squeezes out the cum into his mouth. Ta-da! Here we go.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Fill me up. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, I should say, no one in this porn is especially attractive.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Just coming in here. Coming in. Pussy. Oh, yes.
Thank you for the play-by-play.
Oh, you're so fucking good.
Shit, yeah. Yeah. It's good, Al. I'm going to tell you that. It's good. Oh, you want him to get his ass over and clean this shit up.
Yes, I do. Get your ass over here, Al.
Come on over here, Al.
Oh, Al.
It's dinner time.
It's dinner time, Al.
Come on over here, Al. It's dinner time.
Oh, I'm angry!
Soup's in the kitchen.
You just say soup's in the kitchen? Ew. I don't want cum drop soup.
Soup's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Ooh, better not let a single drop hit the floor.
Better not. Go for it, Al.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Let it drip into your mouth. Yes.
Get it up.
Oh, yeah. Clean my pussy up real nice so I can entertain another cock, huh? Yes.
No.
Ooh.
You hear the sucking sounds.
Oh, no. Come on. You bashful. Tell me how good that cum.
What are you talking about, bashful? His head is buried in your pussy and he's sucking out cum. I don't think he's embarrassed, really.
Tell me how good that cum tastes. Oh, yeah.
It's good, champ.
Yeah. It's delicious, isn't it?
Tell me how that cum tastes. Salty. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Support the program. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video cast. I'll have a video cast for you today. And I just added a few more zipped archives. So all of 2007 is now online, zipped up for your easy download. Also, all of 2006, 2005, and the 2004 shows as well. I'll be working on 2008 next year. Now, keep in mind, tomorrow is the last show of the week, because I'm taking Friday off for my 4th of July vacation. I get a whole day. But Sideshow Freaks, I will be back for a weekend bonus episode. It'll probably be posted Saturday night or Sunday. Now would be a great time to sign up since there's not going to be a show on Friday. You can listen to all these past exclusive programs and extended shows. You know, if you haven't heard it, it's new to you. Ting! And if you don't want to worry about, like, reoccurring payments or anything, for a limited time, we have lifetime memberships available. Again, all the information is up at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. I believe today's first story is going to be DV's news item of the week. This is probably the best we're going to do. A man has used his nail clippers in a do-it-yourself circumcision. Yeah, why nail clippers? You'd think, like, scissors would be more appropriate, I guess. I don't know. A man who gave himself a DIY circumcision using nail clippers was taken to the hospital for emergency treatment. The young man had to be rushed to the Lister Hospital in Stevenage, Hertfordshire, or something like that, over there in the UK. The wound was disinfected to cleanse it before he was given a bed. They just sprayed Lysol on it. I ain't touching it. Yes, he was then given a bed in an observation ward. This is something we would advise men never to attempt. No shit, you shouldn't have to say that, a medic said. The results can be quite horrific and long-lasting and have quite an effect on a man's sexual performance. I hope there's a quote from this moron. I wasn't trying to give myself a circumcision, I was just pushing back my cock cuticle. Actually, here is a quote from the man who gave himself a do-it-yourself circumcision. I was just trying to take a little off the top. Then I noticed one side wasn't quite as even as the other side, and that continued until there was no foreskin left. No, that's not really what he said, but that's probably what happened. Using a pair of nail clippers must have caused excruciating pain, even if he had a few drinks beforehand. Of course he was drunk. Maybe he was doing a little bit of moon beforehand with the gay hooker he lived with. I don't know. That moon is becoming a real problem. In April of last year, a leading brain surgeon used a 30-pound do-it-yourself drill to carry out a successful operation on a fully conscious patient. That's a little bit different because he was a brain surgeon doing this, not some drunk idiot cutting off his cock flesh. Henry Marsh used a Bosch PSR 960 cordless drill because he didn't have his normal equipment. Mr. Marsh had to use the drill because he was on a trip to Ukraine to help people let down by a vastly inadequate health system. So he used a vastly inadequate piece of medical equipment. I'd be pretty let down if I was one of those Ukrainians. You brought a drill. That's what our doctors use here anyways. Go back home. All right, second story we have for you today comes from Wisconsin, I believe. A 49-year-old Cedar Grove man was charged Monday for allegedly stalking his neighbor over the last 2 years, entering her house on numerous occasions, why you ask? Well, to urinate on her laundry, and then he proceeded to pick through the underwear or use her shower. Thomas F. Schultz was arrested after the woman installed security cameras in her house to find out who the hell's been pissing on her undergarments. She captured video of him walking around, according to a criminal complaint. He could face up to 18 months in prison on the count of felony stalking. According to the complaint, the woman, now 62, no wonder it took 2 years to track down this guy. Old people's underwear always smell like musty piss. She probably just thought, I must have let go in the grocery store again. I need to take my water pills. I love how old people call their urine pills water pills. My water pills. Now you watch. I'm going to lose control of my bladder. I'm going to have gray hair, poor eyesight, be pissing all over the place uncontrollably. Damn you, God! Damn you! By the way, speaking of God, I think I've figured out the problem with Christianity. It's really boring. I mean, we do have our share of really devout nut jobs, but nothing compared to, like, Islam. Like, those fuckers mean business. You know why? Because they preach cool stuff that people can get behind. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, guys are into violence and, you know, making their women dress up and covering their whore arms. You cover up that disgusting body. I only want to see your eyes. And that's just so I can see you cry when I beat the shit out of you for not cooking my lamb properly, or whatever they eat over there. Now, I'm not advocating we beat up women, but come on, give us something. And then I thought, wouldn't it be great if Christianity never existed and we all believed what the ancient Greeks did? Like, we were into that whole mythology. Like, there was Zeus up on the mountain, and every time you heard thunder rolling, it meant that he was pissed, or he was fucking a mortal woman. Now, wouldn't that be something fun to look forward to? Oh, maybe a god will come down from up above and, you know, plow me, and then we'll have a half-god baby. There were monsters, and it would just be fun and exciting to believe in that shit. I mean, not to knock God, but he's kind of boring compared to what was going on over there in ancient Greece, right? Are we done with this second story? I don't know how I got onto Greek mythology. In September 2007, the woman called police twice after finding urine so close one day. and the next day discovering footprints in her freshly vacuumed shag carpeting. In each case, the woman said that she left the house locked. Thomas F. Schultz, the accused, later admitted he had entered the home by prying open bedroom windows, then found a key inside and had a copy made. When the woman changed the locks, he forced his way in and again found a key to the copy. In May 2008, the woman found three swimsuits had been cut apart using scissors. In November 2008, she returned home after being gone about 30 minutes and heard the front door open as she entered the back door, but she didn't see anyone. The break in the case came on Saturday when the woman contacted the sheriff's department to report her recently installed surveillance camera had captured video of Schultz moving through the house. He was arrested and confessed to all of the actions the woman had described to authorities. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one from Australia. Police in Wollongong, south of Sydney, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it or not, say they have nabbed a man who has allegedly been stealing meat from supermarkets by putting it down the front of his pants. The security guard approached the 44-year-old yesterday at a Dapto supermarket and demanded he produce the meat from within his pants. Senior Sergeant John Klepserek or something says police arrived a short time later and retrieved a porterhouse steak. It's quite a package there. Like to get inside your meat. Thanks, it's a sirloin. Not only that, we searched the man's car later on and found other packets of meat allegedly stolen from other supermarkets in the area. The man is due to face a court later this month. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, let's see what the freaks are up to today.
Hello, Timothy Henson. This is Pan Pan has got your chimpanzee overlord. I was just calling to tell you about the weirdest dream I had last night. You and Gilly Mays were Siamese twins. You were wearing a tutu and dancing to the Jay Giles band.
That would never happen.
This made me wake up when you turned to me and said hello. Strange enough, when I woke up, I was touching myself, which I don't quite understand. Also, did you know that Michael Jackson died?
And Wing was on an episode of South Park, yes. Okay, let's move on here.
Hey, Tim, it's Chandler. I forgot to press the pound key, so I don't think my last message went through.
Oh, it went through.
But, because you seem to be an aficionado of dating on demand and other such things, I wanted to tell you a little story. A friend of mine was looking through the personal ads in the newspaper a couple years ago and found something that said, looking for guy with hot sneakers to use me as a gas pedal and spit on me. Not quite sure what it means, but I thought you'd enjoy it. Keep up the good work. See ya.
Yeah, that's a fetish for you.
Shalom, Tim. This is a caller from Seattle.
Dirty Jew.
I'm calling in regards to all this discussion of you predicting the deaths of celebrities. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but there's a website that I believe is called deadcelebritypool.com.
What the name was? We had those guys on the old program. They've been doing that for a long time. I can't remember the name of the website. There's a bunch of celebrity death pools out there. But the first big one that was on the internet, I can't remember the website address, but back in 2000, when I was doing the live show in Texas, I actually had those guys on the program. I'll see if I can find that show. We tried to do that. We set up our own celebrity deaths, who we think we're going to die and everything. I don't remember who it was at the time.
Membership, and the membership is a bet, and you place a bet on how many celebrities will die in Sphere. And by the end of the year, however many celebrities have died equals the total number of points that you get, and then whoever has the most points gets all the money.
Now, I believe, and I could be wrong, but right after I made my celebrity death pool picks back in 2000, one of them died like a week later. It might have been like Tony Randall or something. I don't know. It was back in 2000. Like I said, I'll try to find that show.
Hey, Tim. It's Zan over in Chicago.
Zan!
I was reading your Twitter post there about the deaf phone fix operator.
Yes.
My buddy Tommy used to date a deaf chick, and this is what she sounded like when he fucked her.
Okay, all right, here we go. This is Zan doing an impression of a deaf girl being fucked.
Tommy, fuck me, fuck me. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, oh, man, I wish he was still dating her. We get some audio.
Hola, Tim, es Tone Deaf Sean. Y mano de poder, que me encanta el programa. Jagu!
Jagu!
Dead celebrities, Tim, you should capitalize on this. after all, you talk about these celebrities and they die and you've got this special power to be able to predict these things. Why don't you start up a game where people can put in their own bets as to what celebrity's going to die next?
Yeah.
And the person who's right, you offer a prize.
Oh, yeah, we could do that. That would be a great sideshow membership giveaway. I'll have to look into that. I would like to do that on the website, but I don't know how to set that up necessarily. Maybe just a like a guest book type thing. Or maybe just on the message board we could do that. People put their guesses in, and then whoever gets it. I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Dead celebrities.
Oops, sorry.
Hey, Tim. What's up, man?
No. Not much.
Yeah, I was just listening to the Monday show that just came out.
Uh-huh.
And I heard that guy talking about, like, the weird movie with the dude killing the hot chicks, you know? And he is kind of took him to the midnight showing.
Oh, Crispin Glover's movie.
There, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing. I mean, here's the thing. When I went and saw Sweeney Todd at midnight showing, that was just strange because there were people, like, dressed up like the character and stuff.
Oh,
like
how annoying is that?
White streak on some black hair, and there was this lady. I think I saw, like, some... It looked like some dildos covered in blood or something. She's waving them around.
Sounds like a great movie premiere, actually.
And,
Now, I believe... wasn't Sweeney Todd based on... Wasn't there a musical or something? Like a Broadway musical,
and,
maybe?
I remember...
I don't
know
much about that.
The movie is great, you know, but there was a part... it's a musical, right? So,
yes. Oh, okay.
There was a part where they were singing, and... during the song, this guy got up and started, like, singing along with it.
Oh, God.
It was right.
Are they turning, like, Sweeney Todd into, like, a Rocky Horror Picture Show thing, where everyone screams shit out and sings along?
Let me watch the movie.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And I kicked his chair when he sat back down, and he turned around, and you know what he said? He said, yeah, okay. I'll screw you, too. Just hold on. I'm like, what?
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Just weird people show up at midnight showings. Every movie,
oh, okay,
really.
It was a midnight showing. I guess that's sort of like, yeah, those cult movies have these followings, and then like the Rocky Horror Picture Show thing, there are whole scripts you can download off the internet, and it tells you what to scream and at what point and everything. Like, yeah, it's too much work.
Hey, Timothy Silver Fox Henson.
Oh, yes.
This is a lifetime member in Maine. Going away Friday, why don't you have Corey guest host the show? He certainly is very interested in putting together a lot of this craziness. Who knows? I don't know. Think about it. Jagoo!
Well, you know, I would, but I'm going to be out of town, and I don't necessarily know if I'm going to have an internet connection, so I don't know how the show would get uploaded. You know what I mean? And posted.
Tim, it's Chris from Ohio. I was listening to the Monday show, and you're talking about the Polish priest who wrote a book about sex.
Yes.
And you were mentioning how he is comparing sex to football.
Yes.
I guess it'd be soccer over there, but whatever.
Yeah.
And the way that you were impersonating how he's talking about the differences and similarities between football and sex, I thought you were going to do a Raymond 14 thing right there. The way you were saying it's like, okay, now, you see, the soccer ball is like... the vagina, and the goal is like the Harpo Jarvi, and
Harpo Jarvi,
and the shoes that the players wear is like the fish pillow, and the audience.
I gotta see if Raymond 14 has done any new videos. Maybe tomorrow we'll play one of them.
Like is like.
Yeah, I got what you were saying. All right, thank you, everyone, for all of the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God.
Come on over here, Al. It's dinner time. Soup's in the kitchen.
If you've never called into the voicemail line, just call in and say hi. I'd love to hear from you. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you're not Sideshow member, sign up right now. We will be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday show. I leave you now with a little more from July 4 Kings' new album. You can officially purchase it on their website. If you go to cdbaby.com, you can download the MP3 version and have the album immediately at July4Kings.com. We'll see you back tomorrow. Until then, bye, everybody! Your backyard's full of roses. Is there something you're keeping to yourself? Your backyard's full of roses.